that of the Honorable Mr. David Neal.
Okay. David Neal.
Good afternoon, sir. After one day, I got a frog stuck in my throat, so I may be coughing once in a while.
No, no problem.
They always pick a good time to get those catches.
We've all been through it this year, for sure.
Right. All right, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in regards to a pardon for some offenses that you have. I'm going to introduce the board members that are be conducting the hearing at this time. My name is David Neal. I'll be the panel chair. We have the Honorable Louis Canomas, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman, Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Michael Johnson.
Okay.
Okay, so looking at the record, normally we ask people to state their full name and their ABC number, but you didn't have an ABC number. So would you just state your full name, sir?
Please, Joseph Dwayne Petrosius. P-E-T-R-O-S-I-U-S.
Petrosius. Good, I thought I meant butcher it then. I have a very simple name, four letters, and when I was in Korea, they couldn't get it right because they couldn't pronounce all the letters right, so. And I hate to butcher names. So, okay, so you're asking for a pardon because you had two separate cases.
Yeah.
One was a possession of marijuana for sale, and the other one was possession of marijuana.
Yeah.
Back in 1976.
Yeah.
And the judge gave you 9 months in jail, which would have been county jail, and 5 years probation for each of the two charges, and they ran concurrent. So basically, you had 9 months in jail and 5 years probation to complete that. And since then, you've been very successful, have your own company, doing quite well, even though you're living in California. And,
yeah.
Sorry about that. This is Arizona. We're very proud of Arizona. And,
yeah.
So according to your letter, what the situation is that you'd like a governor's pardon in Arizona so that the state of California would clear you for purchase of firearms.
Correct.
You've already completed the restoration of rights and everything else and all that stuff, but because of you want to buy some guns.
What actually happened was, and now when I got into trouble back in 76, my lawyer told me that this would be, being that I wasn't 21 yet, that this would, he would file a motion with the court that would make this, it would basically go away. You could still own firearms or whatever. So when I came to California, I bought firearms because I thought this was taken care of, and I went through the background check and it went straight through. And then here, almost 40 years later, the DOJ shows up and says, have you still got these three pistols? I go, yeah, why? They go, well, you're ineligible to have them. I go, wait a minute. But that's when this all took place, and I went and got this, through the state of Arizona to restore my civil rights, which that went through no problem. But when I submitted it to the DOJ, they said that they weren't going to accept that. The only thing they would accept is a full presidential pardon, and which I gave the paperwork there, backing that up. And that's what this is all about. So whether or not they really will accept this, even though I can live in Arizona and buy farms, I mean, this state of California doesn't want to recognize that.
Right, we really understand that. Nevada is the same way. The issue for us is we get these requests, we have a hearing, and we make a determination whether or not we're going to forward a recommendation to the governor's office to, issue a pardon. And then the governor's office also at that point has the option of agreeing with us or disagreeing. So the government doesn't have to issue one, regardless of what we happen to say, but we're kind of that first step to determine whether it's, you know, whether that grounds for pardon. But in this case, we have a very, very, very high mark that, that we need to see reached as far as reasons go to send it over to the governor's office. And I hate to drag out the agony or anything, but we look for very compelling reasons, and there could be a compelling reason to need your gun rights restored in California, but I'm honored that. Now they say you can't possess or just can't purchase.
Well, it's kind of a double-edged sword. The first thing the DOJ told me to do was go through a firearms eligibility check, which I did. And it came back that, yeah, you're good to own firearms and purchase firearms in California. Well, then it went to the DO, and then I tried to get these firearms that got confiscated from me, which got transferred into a friend of mine's name, that I tried to get them back, and it came back denied again. And so then I've got a letter here somewhere, I'm sure it was in your stuff there, that said the guy from the DOJ actually called him up in Sacramento and said, well, why, he's completed all this, and he's got his rights restored, but they're still going to be denied firearms purchase or to own firearms, because that's all that they'll accept, was a full governor's pardon, unconditional pardon.
Okay. So when you say DOJ, you're talking about the United States Department of Justice?
California Department of Justice.
Well, that's interesting that the California DOJ disagrees with the other part.
I understand. I mean, this is what's crazy about this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm allowed to go to Arizona, if I lived in Arizona, I'd be able to purchase and buy farms and go hunting or whatever. But
right.
Because I live in California, they're not going to accept it.
Right. Well, see, another issue is that you show them the pardon, they say, okay, that might work, but with a lot of places that, because it's going to show up on the record no matter what, unless you have it expunged, it'll still show up on the record. And there are some things that, no matter with or without pardon, since there's a record of being arrested and convicted, those kind of crimes that could affect getting security clearances and different things like that. But
yeah.
And we understand that. But it's got to be a very compelling reason for us to recommend it to the governor. And normally, just the purchase or possession of firearms in another state really doesn't come close to that mark. Without trying to be mean or anything, my suggestion, as far as the best remedy is, move your company to other homes. Bring your whole company over here and save on taxes.
Well, unfortunately, I would have got out of here a long time ago if a couple grandkids hadn't come along. So, I'm 62 years old right now. I'm just trying to get this put behind. Been an avid outdoors gun hunter all my life, for this state not to recognize that I've had my civil rights restored. I was hoping that the state of Arizona could do something about it.
Well, but we've restored the rights. And,
yes, you have.
And in the state of Arizona, that's all it takes. That gives you the right to purchase and possess firearms, at least in Arizona. I don't know what other states that are like California, obviously Nevada is like that. And I don't quite understand that, because pardons are very, in any state you go to, pardons are very hard to come by.
Because they're saying the only thing they'll recognize is a presidential and or governor's pardons that are full and unconditional.
I agree with you. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's quite right. But California is California, and Arizona is Arizona, and some of
Are you guys scared against going up against them or what?
Well, it's not a matter of going up against him, it's a matter of what Arizona is, you know, what Arizona feels is, you know, compelling reason to give a pardon, because pardon, like I say, in any day of the week, pardons are very hard to come by. And unless you're in a political position to get one. And then, you know, even then it can be hard if you don't have the right political connections. But generally, pardons are, you know, very, very, very hard to come by. And we have very high bar or standard that we look for. And unfortunately, normally, just being able to purchase and possess firearms in another state is not sufficient reason to push it forward to the governor. And even if we did recommend the governor, it's very unlikely that the governor would issue a pardon over this issue. In fact, we thought to get admonished by his staff for wasting his time. But it's still, you know, we looked at him, and I would imagine that there could be some circumstances that would make it a compelling issue as far as the, you know, the purchase or possession of firearms in another state. I mean, there's a lot of different things that could fall in there, but...
Well, pretty much your recommendation is going to be to deny it.
Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to, you know, give us a little bit more information. I mean, you know, we're instead of just, you know, hitting this on the issue, that you can kind of give us a little bit of, you know, like a final statement as to why you think we should recommend it to a governor. And, you know, there may be information that you know, that we haven't exchanged yet at this point in time. And we do, you know, always like to give the petitioner the chance for a final statement. So if you would like to say anything else, now is a good opportunity for it.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, this is something that's been hanging over my head, which I thought had been taken care of, you know, about 40 years ago, like I said. So for the DOJ, and I even asked the DOJ when they come to confiscate those three firearms, and I was like, you know, my God, this 40 years ago, I mean, hell, they're making marijuana legal in this state now, you know? So, I mean, here you are convicted of something that now is totally legal, and I want nothing to do with it.
Right, well, that's another issue that could be, you know, as time goes by, the courts could have a lot of headaches with, and that's, you know, tomorrow they legalize pot totally in California. Everyone's okay. Anybody can have it. Anybody use it. And then people doing exactly the same thing, or they're using it, but now they can go buy a gun and they can have marijuana and gun in the same house. And you can have marijuana.
Well,
you can't have
marijuana. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to pan out. I know that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's some interesting times coming on, legalities of
right.
Legalization of marijuana. But that's neither here nor there. But the one thing that we do suggest to people from other states that have this is to, you know, possibly see if, you know, it's like anything, any other law in the country, you know, if you don't like the law, get the law changed, and you do that by going to your legislative branches over there. And, you know, with possibility, you could get, you know, get the legislature behind changing that, you know, because. Like, see, I agree with you, you know, in fact, that you had all the rights restored, and I would always under the impression, of course, I was born way in Arizona, that once you know, had your rights restored from the felony conviction, that it was just that. It was all your rights and privileges that restored.
Felony in California.
Yeah. But they can say that, sorry for the delay, we're able to look into this. As he stands, he will continue to be denied a purchase of firearm. He's completed restoration rights in Arizona, but we do not honor that.
Right.
We only recognize presidential governor's pardons that are full, not conditional. So if you guys are going to help me with that, then I'm pretty much done.
Well, but you know, you're not the only person that's got that problem. And as I say, you know, there's been legislative changes based on, you know, things like this where people decided to you know, red hot to their legislative representative. And you can do that with any law. If you don't like the you know, like the government's speed limit, then you go to the legislature and talk to them and try to, you know, get people to back you up to change something. And that's how our country is you know, our legal system.
But this whole thing, I mean, with the DOJ standing up to the, basically standing up and thumbing their nose at the state of Arizona. I mean, the state of Arizona courts.
Well, they're not thumbing up the nose at us. They're saying that they are their own state, and they have their own rules and regulations. And because of states' rights, in the U.S. Constitution, that's the way it's meant to be. You know, California makes its laws, and Arizona makes its laws, and, you know, they're two states. And unless they're really, 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 really contrary of, you know, federal statutes or something, that's the way it is. And if you choose to be a resident of a particular state, then you have to abide by their rules. And if you don't like their rules, you go to the legislative branch and see if you can't get those rules changed. And I admit that it's, you know, it may be a long shot, but it's never going to happen unless somebody tries.
Well, I thought maybe getting this Governor's partner was a long shot, but I felt that it was worth a shot. You know, I mean, thought maybe there was a chance at it, but you guys aren't sounding like you're going to come with this, so.
Yeah, okay, so, well, we're going to go to discuss and have and see if, you know, my fellow board members have any other comments to make about it. First, I'm going to see if any of them have any questions of you.
Sure.
You know, nobody has any specific questions of you. So we're going to have a discussion and we'll make a decision on how we're going to vote on this. Please stay on the phone. You can hear the discussion. Arizona does work under the open meeting law. So you're not tired of listening to the entire discussion. We don't discuss these before we get into this session. One of us is assigned the particular hearing, and we go through it and get the basis for it. And with the rest of the board members, they can see the paper. We don't have any discussion about it until here in the meeting. So we're going to do a discussion. Hang on the phone. We'll get back to you in just a minute. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Now, this is, I don't know if there's much else to you know, to be said about it. And I personally don't think it meets the standard in Arizona for pushing it forward to the governor. But I'm willing to listen to anything from any other board members. Mr. Johnson?
Go ahead, Mr. Kenyon. Well, all I was going to say is, for the sake of discussion, I certainly understand Mr. Petrosius is frustration because he was granted his rights back in Arizona, and we've seen this issue before with other states. It is, I dare say, perplexing. I think it would be, I know it comes down to states' rights issue, but it would seem that if a state granted an individual's rights back, that you would think it would be just generally recognized that it was, I don't want to say a done deal, but those rights have been restored. But I also know from a past professional experience that you know, there was a chart of which state would recognize restoration of gun rights and which states wouldn't, and California was one of the tough states, as was Nevada, as we see a lot of these cases. And I recognize that also Mr. Petrosius has done quite well for himself, considering that he had these problems many years ago in his youth. And I'll speak as one individual. I mean, I'm always proud of anyone that puts that behind them and goes on to be a productive individual, but it still comes down to state rights. The other thing is he made reference to something. I certainly didn't take offense to it. I knew what he meant, but it's not a question of going against the governor's office. It's whether or not we can justify a pardon. And the analogy that I've used in the past is it's like justifying the highest military honors, the highest medal. Certainly people do brave things on the battlefield. People do exceptionally brave things that are worthy of certain honors. But in the case of pardon, it's like justifying up to the level of a medal of honor. And we have to have quite a bit of information to make that justification. And when it comes down to just gun rights in a different state, it's not going to meet that threshold. But I say it with respect. Thank you, sir.
I agree. I know we've seen these in here before. But in this state, you know, the governor is the governor of the state of Arizona. And the state of Arizona his gun rights have been restored, which he's going through to do that. It can't supersede what another state may want to do differently, asking our government to supersede what the laws are in the state of California. That's basically what that's doing. But this is the first time I've really seen it on some of these papers that we received, but this says that has to have a presidential or governor's pardon that's full and unconditional. That sounds like they're going over and above a regular pardon of what they would actually have done, as though the state really doesn't. State of California just doesn't want to accept it. And there's just really nothing we can do to actually do it. And I pass that on to the governor, who, you know, by this state and by our laws here, he's eligible to carry a gun. But there's many laws that in different states, laws change, and can't supersede those laws in that state.
Mr. Reynolds.
The other thing I remind Mr. Reynolds, we had a person in here asking for a pardon who was an investments man, and the laws are different in different states regarding investments, same thing, and without a pardon, he could not make some kind of trades, and it was a similar issue where it's a state's rights thing. So, but I agree, I don't think this rises to the standard.
Okay. Thank you. I think that what we, as we know that the pardon in the state of Arizona, I guess, in any other state, of course, at federal law as well, is one of the highest honors that can be bestowed upon anyone. And unfortunately, we in Arizona, we work for some exceptional things that have happened, and we do understand and we sympathize with the gentleman from California. He's not the only one from California. I've been on this board now for over 4 years, and we've had any number of ones from California who've made similar requests, as well as any number from Nevada. We haven't had that many from other states, but those two states, the western part of the United States, and so far we just haven't had one that has been successful. And as has already been suggested, we have to have a real compelling reason for this board to send a recommendation over to the governor with the firearm names, signatures on there. And I just, as one board member, I can't speak for the board, I just don't see this as rising to that level. It has to be something in addition to gun rights if we, in order to move it forward. And I just don't see it at this time. In as much as this is not the first time we've had this request has been made so many times from California as well as from the state of Nevada.
Thank you, Tom Jordan. Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. Petros's request for parole at this time.
Pardon.
I'm sorry. Too many pardons of too many paroles. I'll rephrase that. I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. Petros's his request for a pardon at this time. Is there anything else need to be put in that?
Other than just to deny his request, and Dr. Bull will not be submitting a letter to the governor at this time.
So we need to deny the request for a pardon, and the board will not be submitting a letter to the governor's office in time recommending a pardon.
All the people that have requested this out of your office, you have never granted it.
Sir, hang on a minute. Let me finish the procedural part.
All right. A second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir. Now, what were you saying?
I said, sir, out of all the people that have asked for this, there hasn't been one granted or one went to the governor's desk or got an issue.
Not since I've been on the board. Well, in the last 4 years, no one has been forwarded to the governor. I can't speak before that time, but I'm pretty certain that there's never, or that at least to very little.
In other words, the state of California, when they say this, that the only thing that they'll accept, they know that you're not going to get it, basically.
No, they don't know. I don't think they really pay attention to it after the fact, after they tell you you got to get a pardon. I don't think they really pay attention unless you come back and you have a pardon in your hand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you went over there and asked them, they probably couldn't tell you whether or not you got a good chance of getting the pass or not.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry that we couldn't be beneficial to you, sir. It's just unfortunately, it's the way things are. And California is one of those states that has those stricter rules. I imagine that if you check toward the East Coast, we'd find more, but because of the proximity is why we get the cases from California and Nevada. People tend to move between the three states quite a bit, whereas if they move back east, we probably don't hear from them too much, you know, afterward. So, on a serious note, I'm not trying to be funny about it. The only solution I can suggest right now would be one that's probably not long due, and I understand the infamous grandchildren thing. I have a few of those myself, and it makes it really tough. If your kids are out of state and your grandkids are born, it's a little easier to make that decision to move, but when they're right there, I don't think it's complete, because I've got several and I'm very attached to them. I don't want to move away from them.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, okay. This will be your hearing. We do wish you a lot of luck, and hopefully at least the other parts of your life will be, you know, going along smoothly and happily. Okay?
All right. Appreciate your help.
And congratulations. You have done a wonderful job since you did your time. You paid the price, you did your time, and you've done very, very, very well since then. And we do commend you on that, sir.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good
Thank
summer.
Thank you.
Bye.